things in your name, they shall be done. Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done. Oh.
sing of the goodness of God. All my life, and all my life, you have been faithful. And all my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yeah. And all my life, you have been faithful. Yes, you have, yes, you have. And all my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God.
Just remember those things that you've done, how you've come through for us in our life. We just want to come to you this morning with thankful hearts. Yeah, we just think right now of all the things we have in our lives to be thankful for, God. Thank you, Lord, that you have always been good. You've always been faithful to us.
From the ashes, your love has brought us out of the darkness and into the light, lifting our sorrows, bearing our burdens, healing our hearts. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. chains have been broken, eyes have been opened, an army of dragons is starting to rise. Death is defeated, we are victorious, for you are alive. To our God we lift up one voice, one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice, to our God we lift up one song, to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Make His praise glorious,
glory. So as most of you know, this morning's going to look a little bit different. We've got a couple of young ladies who are getting baptized this morning, which is amazing. And so we're just going to kind of continue in this atmosphere of worship this morning and take a little break in between. But together, let's celebrate these amazing young women together as they come. I know it's probably a time of a bit of nerves and just being in front of a lot of people, but this is a declaration, a public declaration of their faith, of them saying it's time to say, okay, I'm living my life for him. And so looks like we're pretty much ready to go. So if we can all welcome them together, that would be amazing.
Can you hear me now? This thing on? Make it nice and hot because they're quiet people. There we are. Well, good morning, all. I know this is oversaid, but this is the coldest water I've ever been in my life. Hallelujah. So at least it's not the polar dip like last week. Anyway, so I feel rejoicing in that. Another confession, and that is I sort of forgot about the water this morning, so it went a little high. And Anyway, so there's lots of water. They're going to get good and baptized. They're going to get good and baptized. Anyway, so welcome all. All right, Grace, here we go. Woo! It's cold. My legs are already. It's cold. Jesus, helper. Helper, Jesus. Well, good morning. Hey. Say hello to these. They just look at these awesome people and introduce yourself.
I'm Grace.
Your name. Yeah. All right. So this is an exciting, exciting day. I'm going to be sharing this afterward. Me, I don't know if anything exciting. So, question. Are you getting...
like felt close after I like gave my heart to the Lord, and I feel like this is the next big step to take with him, and I just feel like this is what he's like calling me to do, and I just feel like I'm ready.
Come on. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Okay, so plug your nose. Yeah. Plug your nose and remember the just straight down free fall. Well, Grace, upon your confession, as the next step, you've come to God, you love him, and this is the next step of obedience. So upon that confession, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's cool. That's cool. Church, you have to know how brave this is because it's cold. Okay, you got to know. And I think Janelle's coming and she's preaching for an hour, so she's no. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, come on in. There she is. Are you ready for your polar dip? Oh yeah, actually it is getting better right now for me. Next up. There we go. Awesome. Awesome. Now, you have to understand, right? Everyone that does this is terrified. Okay? Right? You have to just understand that. That's a given. So, anyway, good morning. This is Brooklyn. She said that she was probably too nervous to say her name. So, say hi to Brooklyn.
Hi, Brooklyn.
Awesome. Now, here's the moment. Here it is. So, and what you said in the other room was incredible. So why are you getting baptized today?
Because it's now my choice, and I actually believe. Like, I was baptized when I was younger, but I didn't really have the choice to be baptized.
Do you even remember? Of course not. No. You were a baby, yeah. So now it's your turn. Now it's your time. Now it's your time. It's your time. I know. Pray, please. Church, pray for the spirit of heat. please. Please. Okay, plug your nose. Brooklyn, what an honor it is. And it's your turn, and it's your time. And this is not about an infant situation. This is a believer's baptism, getting baptized because you want to, because you love Jesus. So upon that confession, yeah, because you believe, and upon that confession, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Take such courage. Okay. Yeah, no, not. No. I'm wet, so I can't. It's cold. All right, grab your book there. Okay. Now, and introduce yourself.
I'm Janelle.
This is Grace's mom, by the way.
Yeah, Grace's mom.
Yeah.
Pretty special today. I just want to say, I just wrote a few things. It's a little easier for me. I grew up in a small town in Ontario in a home where church was normal, and my parents believed in God. My dad worked away a lot, but my mom took us to church every Sunday to the little local United Church down the street.
Huh.
In the summer of grade 7 at Sunny Cove Bible Camp, I gave my heart to the Lord, similar to Grace.
Yeah.
That day, when I chose Jesus, my heart changed. I will never forget that overwhelming feeling, and through everything that I've been through, that feeling got me through it and never left. Fast forward to age 18, I moved to Red Deer to attend college, and after trying to establish myself and some advice from my brother, I started trying different churches in Red Deer, but never really finding one that truly fit. A couple of years passed, and I had gotten married to Grace's dad that ended in a divorce. In that season of my life, I couldn't comprehend why, what was happening. And as a single mom of a baby girl,
oh, Daddy. Daddy.
I was really angry. I was mad at God, and I never felt further away from Him. During that time, I remember feeling that He was there, but I continued to push Him away. And eventually, I knew that I needed to let go of all that darkness and hurt. And recently, when Pastor Rob spoke during his sermon, 100 feet, I got some reassurance. And even though that season really hurt and really sucked, God was always there. And He always had a bigger and better plan for Grace and I. And that God would give me back better than what I had lost. God will never leave you empty.
Right.
He will replace everything you lost, and if He asks you to put something down, it's because He wants you to pick up something greater.
Yeah.
And He did just that. I met my amazing husband, and we now have another beautiful daughter, Charlie. It's really funny how God continued to work without me even noticing. About 2 years ago, Grace started asking almost every Sunday, "Mom, can we please go to church? Mom, can we please go back to church?" And with the encouragement of my husband, he said, "Janelle, I really think you need to start taking the girls to church." And not long after that, my brother and his family were again visiting from Ontario. We were looking up different churches that day, and he said, "I think you should try Gospel Chapel." Not long after that, at work, Tammy had invited me to church. And here we are. I'm getting baptized today with my daughter. I feel like after attending regularly, reading the word, belonging to something,
yeah, come on,
and growing in Christ, and a whole lot of praying, I've never felt more ready to be baptized.
Mm.
In the words of Pastor Todd, I can feel Jesus loving on me. And I'm ready to see how God will use me in my act of obedience.
Come on.
I believe God loves us and accepts us no matter what, and He truly understands the longings of our heart.
Amen.
Okay.
I noticed in there a little thing about the Alpha course. I had to give a little plug for the Alpha course.
The Alpha course, after taking the Alpha course.
Yes, yeah. Best course you ever took in your life, and it changed my life, and the Alpha course was amazing, and I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, sorry, comedic relief. Upon your confession, that confession of obedience, and knowing He's loving on you. Janelle, we baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Woo!
Celebrate your goodness, God. Celebrate your faithfulness. No matter what we've gone through, no matter where we've come from, God is always faithful. He's always been there, always will be. His goodness. It's His goodness.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
To the
stay standing with me this morning. Come on, friend. Lee came to Todd a little while ago and said that he had some things on his heart, a word from God for us as a body. And so this morning we're just going to lean in to what God wants to say through our brother. So, Lee, take it away.
Thank you. It's a good thing to be in the house of God. God is love. God is good. So, the first day of this year, I had a dream. And usually I receive songs. And this song was about worshiping God. And this song was about declaring things. I'd like to share a scripture with you guys, which is from Colossians 1:16. And the Bible says, "For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him." And I just want to encourage you, including myself, to put God first, because I believe that's what God wants us to do, to worship him through our actions, our thoughts, our attitude, and then to declare, to speak against things which are troubling us, like problems, obstacles, and also to declare the things we want to see. I believe God wants to reach out to many people in Suven Lake. So as a body, if we can declare that over Suven Lake, over this land, I believe it's going to happen. That's all I have to share. Thank you.
So good. All right, let's pray. God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for each of our stories. It's so amazing of an experience when you hear somebody else's story and you realize you're working in all of us. We can reflect on our own stories, your faithfulness in each of our lives, the things that we've walked through, the things that may have been difficult, but you showed yourself faithful through it. And even many of us in this room may be in the midst of that storm or those questions of where are you, what's happening, why this, why that, but we trust you. We love you. We see your faithfulness through the entirety of our lives, not just a moment. And so this morning, God, would you speak to each of our hearts? We believe that everyone in this room is here for a purpose this morning, that you want to speak to each and every one of us. And so we just open our hearts to you this morning, and we thank you for it and for this church family. As we take up our offering this morning as well, we look to you for provision, not just financially, but in every area of life, and we trust you with that. And as we give in a tangible way, we put our trust in your hands to provide for our every need and for our families, and to make it possible for this church family to continue to grow and thrive and be what it's meant to be in this town, in this community. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Can we just give our worship team a hand? Thank you guys so much. So good. And I think the ladies are back in the room for the most part. Can we give them a hand this morning as well? So good. So proud of you. I know it's a huge thing to be in front of this many people, so it's awesome. So good. All right, I only have one thing for us this morning, announcement-wise, and we can get rolling. We got Teen Challenge coming to join us on the 15th of March. Every year they come and join us and speak and share their heart and their mission, so we're excited to have them in a few weeks. That's all I have this morning, and Pastor Todd is somewhat dry and ready to go, so let's do it.
Well, good morning, all. Okay, so where's Brooklyn? Am I going to, are we doing it or are we? Sure, come on. This is, give it up for Brooklyn again. She said, I don't want to say a word in the water. But now she says, can I share this and that and this and that? And I'm like, absolutely.
It's just that microphone that scares me.
I'll hold it so you don't have it all over creation. Hi.
I want to take it.
Sure. Okay. Hold it up nice. Hold it up nice and tight.
I more wanted to talk about, like, more in detail why I did it. Because I didn't really.
Sure, yeah.
But it was mainly, because of my grandpa, and he was a pastor, but he passed away.
Yeah.
And ever since then, it's kind of like I've been going more to it, and it's like him kind of telling me that's, not telling me, but like
just that sense
guiding.
Yeah.
But I really felt like I needed to bring
awesome.
That.
Awesome. When did your grandpa die?
A year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's important, those things. Yeah, well, he would have been very proud of you. Very proud of you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yeah, we share our story. Well, I won't be too long, but just want to share a couple of things. And I don't know if you remember, but at the beginning of the year, I said, you know what, I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what God's doing. And we're starting to see that influx now of people just sort of sharing their heart and what God's doing, what God's saying, see it in dreams, and it's fantastic. All things new. I like that. When I asked Keelan, I said, do we have like a picture of like someone bursting forth out of the water, just like we saw here? He says, I got it. Don't worry about it. I got it. And that is fantastic. Fantastic. Actually, before we get there, keep that up. But before we get there, it's not a competition or anything. But yesterday, we had almost 60 men at our breakfast. Woo! Come on. Fantastic. Curtis shared his testimony. It was absolutely wonderful. Of course, Richard led it, and we planned for 25 or 30, and then 35 came, and then 40 came, and then 45 came, and then 50 came, and then 55 came. I think we ended up with about 58 at the very end. So, women, we beat you.
We've had more. We've had more.
Oh, fine. Anyway, that was fantastic. So the men that came, thank you. We had an entire hockey team here. Fantastic. Anyway, I thought that was very cool. And the story, Curtis's story, you know what? When you come to Christ, all things are new. All things are new. I love water baptism. Of course, I love water baptism now. I like doing water baptisms, not necessarily in minus 30 water, but I do like water baptism. It wasn't always that way, and I'm sure there's some people in this room even can echo those same sentiments. When I first became a Christian, it just wasn't on my radar. I remember I had a dramatic God encounter, and it was January 16th, 1985. I've shared that story many, many times. A quarter to 11 that Saturday morning, and God came and met me in a powerful way, and it was kaboom. It was wow. Went to a little town called Kempville. We have to tell me afterwards that little town in Ontario. I'm very curious to know that little town in Ontario, because we were in a little town. I grew up in Kempville, Ontario. Tammy grew up in Kempville, Ontario. And I went to this little Pentecostal church in Kempville, and they were doing water baptism. And, of course, I had no interest at all of doing water baptism, but he was interested in me getting baptized. And I remember the preacher, the pastor was there, and he was talking about baptism. And I thought, if I don't literally get downstairs, God would pick me up, get downstairs, changed. And that was the day that actually both of us got baptized. We got baptized together. That's, oh. Somebody go, oh. Wow, fantastic. So we pose the question today. What is so special about baptism? And this is not my message, but it's just two quickies. The number one is, first of all, it reveals that there's something going on. There's life. It's living. It's vital. It's not same old, same old. There's people that are being changed by God. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Brad. God bless you. There's life. It's alive. It's new. There's birth. Second thing is, something Jesus did, he got baptized. I told the team that were getting baptized, I said, how intimidating to have to baptize Jesus. Can you imagine having to baptize Jesus? And then it became the continued practice of the New Testament church all through the years. The book of Acts is the biography of the emerging church. Emerge, what a name. I like that. Emerge. Emerge church. I like it. The first emerged church, the emerging church, is recorded in the book of Acts. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. Acts 2:38. And all who accepted the message were baptized. Acts 2:41. They were baptized, both men and women, all of them. Acts 8:12. Saul, who became Paul, went into the water and was baptized by Philip. That was after Saul, who became Paul, after he came to God, he got baptized. And members of her entire household were baptized, Acts 16:15. And finally, all who heard him believed, and they were baptized. It's good. It's important. And here's the biggie. This is what I wanted you guys to... The baptism candidates, this is what I want you guys to know today. And here's the good news. It's the great perfect metaphor. The water. It's what God did in your life a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. That's when you were changed. And this is the picture of that today. And this is what I want to just share just for a couple of minutes. The day you surrender to Jesus is the day he took away sin, guilt, and regret. Water, we get it. We wash in water. It's the illustration. It's the picture. We wash in water. I do dishes. I wouldn't say I love doing dishes, but I do dishes. It's not an obsessive compulsive thing. I do it 25, 26 times a day. But, you know, it's not really an issue. But you know, the dishes go in dirty, they come out clean. Wash your clothes. The clothes go in dirty, the water, the soap, they come out clean. And that's why the illustration, why the picture is so wonderful, the idea of the water of God's love, the blood of Jesus, comes and washes us clean. Washes us clean. Now, I want you to know, everyone in this room, how many people here have a pulse? How many people here can fog a mirror? You ever tried to fog a mirror? I got good news for you. Everyone in this room, you're not alone. You're not alone. Often you will see people. I go to the gym, and a lot of times people will put on these weight belts. You strap this huge belt on you, and then you hook on weights. The reason they hook on weights is because they're trying to make their workout harder. You put on 20 pounds, and then you try to do chin-ups. It's a lot harder than if you hadn't got those weights on. You put on 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds. Try to put on a 50-pound weight belt and then try to do chin-ups. It's hard. And I thought, isn't that just like life? The weight of sin, regret, and guilt. That's what all of us carry. Everyone feels the weight of sin. Everyone on this earth. And it's manifested in guilt and regret. You're not alone. Everyone feels regret. You're not alone. I don't believe anyone can escape the paralyzing presence of guilt and regret. It gets good news. Just bear with me, church. It gets good. And there's a reason for that. And that reason is simply this. I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if you knew this or not. But the Bible says when the Holy Spirit comes, Jesus went back up to heaven, Holy Spirit came down. Jesus went up, Holy Spirit came down. The Bible says the Holy Spirit, the invisible Holy Spirit, is on the earth right now, right in this room. Did you know that? Holy Spirit, if any of people have, you know, like Anglican or Catholic backgrounds, you know Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? Well, Holy Spirit is here right now. And it says, the Bible says that he will convict the world of its sin, of God's righteousness, and of coming judgment. Now, I love easy. I love simple. I work with simple. Simple works for me. In other words, Holy Spirit came so you will feel bad when you do bad things. That's why Holy Spirit came. You know, some would say it's our conscience, you know. But that's the work of Holy Spirit. When you do bad things, you feel bad. And can I just say right now, thank God. Thank God. Because think of what life would be like if you didn't feel bad when you did something bad. That's the beautiful good news. You can go, hallelujah, I feel horrible. Yes. See, when you feel bad, it drives us to want relief. You know, it's not, you know, you go to, you see those pain meds and you see the commercials, you know, with I got this pain, I got that pain. Well, I got to go get a pill will take away the pain. We're looking for relief. And as the Bible says that when we look for relief, there's only one place to find relief. And that's in Jesus. See, Brad, I told you I was preaching this. Come on. And thank God, because if we didn't find relief in Jesus, the Bible says we would perish. If we didn't find relief in Jesus, the Bible says we would perish. I got some more good news for you. Even sociopathic behavior, I believe, listen to me, I believe, is simply the vain attempt of the soul to cope with extreme moral failure. Did everyone hear that? I'm going to say it again. Even sociopathic behavior, I believe, is simply the vain attempt of the soul, of the human soul, to cope with extreme moral failure. And here's the issue. It might be true that the subconscious can somehow shut down feelings of guilt, regret, and shame. There's those enemies, guilt, regret, and shame. And somehow the subconscious might be able to lock it off or to seal it out or to block it. But there's a problem with that because it's not just those things that get blocked from your subconscious. You'll also, all the other human emotions will be blocked off. And that's joy and hope and peace. See, you can't have one without the other. Listen to me, church. You can't have one without the other. We are supposed to feel bad when we do bad things so that we'll come to God, find the relief. Find the relief in Jesus. Don't say it doesn't matter. Don't say it's not my fault. Don't say everyone else is doing it as well. Own it. Find that release with Jesus. And then, you know I'm going to sing. Like church, you know I'm going to sing. Thank you. God love you. He said I could dance. Very vain, poor attempt at dancing, but I got some dance in my soul this morning. I don't know. Wasn't this a good day? I got some dance in my soul. I want to break into staying alive, staying alive. This is quotable. Keelan, I want this posted this week. Listen to me. This is your takeaway today. In an anything goes, do whatever you want culture. New guilt and regret is being produced every single day. Listen to me. There's no avoiding it. Somehow to say inside, saying it's no big deal and I can do whatever I want and no one's going to tell me otherwise, that's fine, but there's still that war inside the soul. There's still that Holy Spirit that says, oh, oh, oh. The do whatever you want culture, new regret and guilt is being produced every day. It's a factory that's operational 24/7. I'll tell you right now, it never shuts down for holidays, never has a work stoppage because of union disputes or mechanical failure. This factory produces guilt and shame and regret every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month, always, 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 because there's something wrong. Pumping out new sin-scarred victims in the conveyor belt of life. There's no escaping it. Now, the rest of this message is good news. Because I got a story. I got good news. I got good news. It's the power of Jesus Christ to take away regret. There's no greater feeling in this world than knowing the regret is gone. You cast your regret at him, and he'll take it away. You cast your regret at him, and he'll take it away. You own it, you cast it at him, and he takes it away. Like the Bible says, as far as the east is from the west. As far as the east is from the west. That's a long way. Sin reversal. Sin reversal is the great gift from God. Somebody say amen. No one else has it. No other factory produces it. There's a God factory, and he produces healing. His name is Jesus. And he takes away sin, death, regret. For God so loved the world, you know it. You've seen it at football games 100 times. For God so loved the world. He loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son. And whoever receives him will not perish with guilt and regret, but will have everlasting life. See, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the only one that can actually take away guilt and regret. Not mask it or try to avoid it. It's like those Febreze commercials. You know those Febreze commercials? You know, they have this stinky, old, junk food, fast food, smelly diaper, hockey uniform, stinky, gross thing. The minivan is full of it. It's gross. It's disgusting. And everything's been in there rotting for 6 months. Anyone that has a minivan, you know what I'm talking about. But then you put in your Febreze, and it's gone. All you smell is sunshine and happiness. But you know what? As Febreze would say, we don't just mask the smell, we remove it. You know where I'm going! Jesus doesn't just mask the odor, he removes it. Somebody say amen! That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. Now, here's my message today. Here's our scripture today. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, if anyone takes Christ, right, Janelle? Right, Brooklyn? Right, Grace? If someone's in Christ, if someone's taken Christ, he's a new creation. They're a new creation. The old is gone. The old is gone. The new has come. Brand new, born again. It's the glorious redo that you can have from God. grass is greener, the sun is brighter, the day is clearer, the heart is freer. There's no better experience like it. Right? You remember the day? You remember the day? In that hotel room when you're up at the shopping in Edmonton and Jesus transforms you. Guilt's gone. Do you remember the day? Do you remember the day? Do you remember the day? That's what Jesus does. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day when Jesus washed. When Jesus washed. I said, when Jesus washed all my sins away. Oh, come on. Told you I was going to sing. Oh, happy, 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 happy day. When Jesus washed all my sins away. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, happy day. Church, listen to me. Saint and sinner alike, don't forget the day that he transformed your life. Don't forget. It's your story. It's the greatest message you have. If you haven't got a story yet, guess what? You can start a story today. You can start a story today. Worship team, can you come back up? We want to just sing that one song again. We're going to close this service, and we're going to celebrate how good Jesus is. Now, let me just close with this. Isn't that really the cry of every heart for a brand new start? I would be amiss to think that not everyone... Everyone in this room wants or has wanted at one time or another a brand new start. Why do you think extreme makeover shows are so popular? And Tammy knows oh so well, loves her home makeover shows, turn wreckage to beauty, turn ruin to great. That's the great message. It's the great story. Aaron, it's the great story. Bear with me here. This is a good preach happening. This is a good preach happening. Just help me. Just stay with me. Why do you think they're so attractional? Because it hits us right where we live. It's the feel-good story. Why do you think all cheer way back when Ty Pennington yelled, "Move that bus!" And you remember... Move that bus. And every Sunday night, everybody was watching TV, and they'd move that bus, and they went from shack to mansion. Come on.
It's on again now, too.
Eh?
It's on again now,
I know.
Too.
That's my next sentence. And even when one extreme makeover show ends, wait for it, there's another one. The story of the desperate and the ravished by life gets not a handout, but gets a hand up and gets a brand new start. Somebody say that's good news. Oh, does it sound familiar, church? Jesus Christ came, and he's the one that offers the great, real makeover, extreme makeover. 2,000 years ago, his power gave the opportunity of the world of a real, real extreme makeover. And the world's attempts are shadows of the real thing. But with Jesus, it's true. And with Jesus, we can go from rags to riches, from pauper to prince. It's not the counterfeit story of the welfare victim simply winning a lottery ticket and getting filthy rich and ending up impoverished again because the heart hasn't changed. In fact, there is more stories of impoverishedness after a big lottery win than before because the heart hasn't changed. When the broken heart truly gets changed, when the lonely, when the sin and the guilt burdened, the weight of guilt can be removed today. The weight of regret can be removed today. And Jesus came so we all can shout, move that bus. Jesus came so all of us can shout, move that bus. Move that bus. Move that bus. Jesus came to set us free. It's the real, real good story. Jesus can remove the rags and give us royalty. Last scripture. I love the word instead. I love the word instead. Jesus replaces. Jesus takes our this and makes an instead. Instead. Isaiah 61:3. Hear me today. He gave me beauty instead of ashes and rubble. He made something beautiful of my life. Took this panic-stricken, alone, afraid, insecure adolescent man and made him new. He gives the oil of joy instead of the intenseness of grieving. He gives the garment of praise and celebration instead of the agony of despair, so we can stand strong as righteous great oaks for his glory. Stand with me. Instead. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your instead. You gave us beauty instead of ashes, oil of joy instead of mourning. Oh, the garment of praise instead of the rags of lament and fear. Oh, what a great, great God. Oh, there's many stories in this room of lives being transformed. Is there anyone in this place? Is there anyone in this place that needs an instead story? That's burdened down with guilt and regret and needs it all washed away? I'll tell you how easy it is to do that. It can happen in a split second. It's a prayer. Jesus, I'm a train wreck. Jesus, I'm burdened down. In a lot of ways, I've made a mess of things, but I need you. And I take you now. I take you now and I let you fix my life. I let you wash away the hurt, the pain, the regret, the remorse. Do that now, Lord, in Jesus' name. It's that simple. It's that simple. Can we do what Lee told us to do, inspired us to do, to give praise to our God? How's that sound? Amen. Amen. Let's enjoy Jesus for a couple minutes, and we're going to close this service, and I'm going to eat pizza until I black out and celebrate hallelujah with the baptism people. Somebody say amen. And there's no regret of eating too much pizza. Hallelujah. None. None. Flip that over to a song.
Is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave.
Come on, sing it like you believe.
Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive.
Celebration will never end. The Bible says we will celebrate. There'll be no more mourning, no more tears, no more crying. celebration will never end. If you got Jesus, you've got heaven. If you've got Jesus, you've got heaven. And the celebration never ends. Father, thank you for what you did today. Thank you for the stories, our stories of your redemption. Lord, bless everyone in this room. Okay, it's going through wide sweep. Everyone in this room, be bless them. Everyone in this room, be blessed. Everyone in this room, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a fantastic day. That's mandatory. Have a fantastic day. If you want to talk to me afterwards, I'm right here. Be blessed.